The Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network, AM/FM stations all across America. Our next guest is going to join us on a very powerful subject. This was a big deal 55 years ago when I was growing up in the Bronx. It is a huge deal now that we're nationwide and we've got all these new insights from our generations, and we're supposed to be so much smarter, right, in social issue areas. Then you take a look at how prejudice has remanifest, and now it's like a big industry to hate people racially. And you say, well, what am I going to do with my kids in this environment? I don't want my kids in the Ferguson environment, right? In the Baltimore riots. I don't want my kids to think about that in terms of this is how you deal with people of opposite lifestyles, races, and cultures headed in the wrong direction. So how do you talk to your kids about prejudice? Tom Gagliano is joining us on the Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network. Tom, how are you?
Ed, how you doing, buddy?
It's a great topic. I'm doing good. I'm glad you're on the show, man.
Thank you.
You get angry when you're a kid, and the first thing you pick on is what color the kid is that angered you. You know, the first thing you pick on is their accent, their nationality. So it comes up right there in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. You got a deal. What do parents have at their disposal? What should they know better today than, say, when it was happening in my day and my parents were going through this in the 60s?
Well, you know, Ed, me and you were about the same age, okay? And back then, we didn't have the social media kids have today. I mean, look at kids today at 6 and 7, how much they're seeing on social media. I believe kids today are getting addicted at 6, 7 years old to screens. Their chemicals in their brain, the dopamine, they're getting hooked on screens. So what they're seeing is so much more than me and you saw. They're seeing what people are saying. They're seeing, God forbid, people getting beheaded overseas. It's horrible what they're seeing. So their information flow is so much greater than ours is. And think about these little minds that, you know, they're getting confused. They don't know what to believe, what truth is, what truth isn't. And as parents, I believe the one thing we have to do, we got to show up congruent to our children. If I tell my kid, don't judge somebody by the color of their skin, judge them by who they are inside. But yet my messages are not showing up that way, verbal and nonverbal. I'm getting mad because a certain color gets mad at something else. Now I'm confusing the kid even more because why? I'm not congruent. So parents need to at least first be congruent. Say what they mean what they say. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. That's the first thing, because these kids today are getting inundated with all of this social media and they're getting confused. Their little minds can't handle all of this.
Tom, let me ask you a question that I think a lot of people are going to appreciate the answer to, okay? Over the last 30 years, some races have been using their race as a marketing tool, a song lyric, I'm here and it's 'cause I'm that race. My others, a lot fewer, are on the other side. I don't like people from that color. And they've been minimized. The redneck Ku Klux Klan has been minimized. Not eradicated, but minimized. It's really bad if you jump up and say something racist in a mixed crowd today and you're from the old Klan prejudice. But if you're from the hip-hop, Jay-Z prejudice, Beyonce prejudice, it's cool to be angry at whitey, at the white establishment. And I don't understand why anybody thought that was good, but it is nurtured, and it's an in other words, you never had the Klan get music videos and top out in the pop culture. Nobody ever ran out to Macy's and said, I want to buy a Klan robe, give me the best one you got. But when you say, give me a gold chain and a gold tooth and gang bang colors, I want to spend a lot. I want sneakers that are $500. I want gang colors that cost me $1,500. You say to yourself, now, wait a second. We're not playing fair. You guys are wrong, and you're celebrating it. And our guys were wrong, and we're having a hard time now telling our guys they were wrong because you are jacking this everywhere you go. Now, when a kid sees that, I got to believe that the big gold chain, gangster, dashing villain still looks good to these kids. And then the Klan guy looks like, well, they'll tell you this. Doesn't everybody have an opinion? This is first. Yeah. So tell me how you unscrew up a screwed up milieu for kids like that.
Well, here you go. Here's two really good points. You may make a lot of good points, Ed. You know, certain people say I'm proud of blank, and they're celebrated to be proud of blank. Other people say I'm proud of blank, and they're looked at as racist.
Right.
I'm proud of blank.
Right.
So we do have different standards here. We truly do. But here's what I always talk about, and this is what I always bring out in my book, Don't Put Your Crap in Your Kid's Diaper. If a kid has a good home foundation, they're not going to look for that insanity to make them feel good. Now, don't get me wrong. All kids get hooked on this stuff.
Sure.
Because, again, the media is selling them, if you want to be cool, you got to buy these sneakers.
Right.
If you want to be this, you want to be in the cool gang, you got to do this. You got to eat this food. You got to wear this thing. So the media is understandably trying to sell whatever products they want to sell. That's what it's about, the bottom line. So kids are looking to be in. They want to be in. Now, again, kids coming from a bad childhood are going to look for that to fill that void even more. They're going to look for that, I need to be in even more, to fill a void they're not getting in childhood or the nurturing they're not getting. Now, when a kid comes from a good, sound home environment, good self-esteem now, okay, not that they're not going to get caught up into some of that stuff, but it's not going to be oxygen to them. It's not going to be, if I don't get those sneakies, I can't go outside. It's a whole different element what those things are about when you have good self-esteem or when you're looking for something to fill a void inside. So again, we go back to the parenting issue, the home environment, the structure, the strength, and we also go back to the fact that we do have two standards in this country. You know, one person says something and they're applauded, another person says the same exact thing and they're looked at as racist. And at the end of the day, I always believe if you spot it, you got it. I think most people that are screaming racism are racist. That's what I believe. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not. I got to tell you, I'm not. My kids aren't. But I got to tell you that the people that I know that are screaming the loudest, they're the ones that are really the racist. They're the ones that really have the biggest self-righteous anger inside of them. And when you get self-righteous anger, Ed, when you're addicted to self-righteousness, you're not hearing anyone's feelings. You're not hearing anyone's point of view. You're void of that. And what happens is all you do is just push everybody in the world away.
You know, it seems like, and I think you were alluding to this point, maybe you can elaborate on it. If you have the constitution inside you, your character is in there, your parents taught you certain things, right and wrong things, you can combat this. But if you don't have guidance, you can be seduced by this.
Absolutely.
What do you want the parent to be on the lookout for to know they got to get in there?
Yeah, first of all, you have to create that place at home where your child can come to you, talk to you about prejudice, terrorism, sex, drugs. Create it where your child doesn't feel judged, where they can tell you anything they want, and you hear them and validate them. You have to agree with them. You have to say you're right, but validate them. Create that safe place. If a child feels safe at home and can talk about their feelings, that their feelings are not stupid, wrong, or something's wrong with them, that's the child that is going to develop with healthy, consistent consequences now. Not running in and over, like a lot of parents in this country where they overindulge their kids. They buy them too many things.
Right.
They're not around, so instead they buy them things. I'm talking about you don't clean your room, you're not getting your allowance. You don't come in at a certain time, you're not going out for the next 2 days. Choices. Teaching them that teaches healthy habits, Ed. Healthy habits. So a child makes healthy decisions on their own. Look, it's so, you know, these people that pull their kid out of lines and beat the heck out of them because the child, and we applaud that. You know what? My kids won't do that, and I'll tell you why, because my kids will know enough not to do something like that. They've grown up with healthy habits, so they make healthy decisions. See, I never went to control my kids' behavior, because at the end of the day, Ed, when they're old enough, They're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. They're not going to do what I tell them to do. What I've tried to instill in them is healthy habits so that they make healthy decisions on their own. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be with them when they're 18 and 19 anymore.
Right.
They're on their own. They got to make those good choices on their own. Dad and mom can't protect them from the world no more. And if you're the kind of parent that you're trying to control your kids' behavior, guess what? When they get old enough, they're going to do what they want to do, not what you tell them to do.
Tom Gagliano is our guest. Let me direct you to a couple things. First, you can go to thomasgagliano.com. That's Thomas, G-A-G-L-I-A-N-O, thomasgagliano.com. And on Amazon, the book is Don't Put Your Crap in Your Kid's Diaper. The cleanup cost can last a lifetime. What a great title. So a kid is sitting there. And you walk by and you notice what they're looking at on television. Baltimore is burning. It's all race and it's hatred and it's... So when you walk in and you see their eyeballs glued to this, should you intervene right there and then and say, let me tell you what you're looking at right now? Or do you let it go in there and let him come or her come to you later and say, wow, that thing I just... Dad, what's going on in Baltimore? Why? What's the right way to handle that when it's everywhere? You know, we get these stories, Ferguson. It's going to be on every screen. Trayvon Martin, it's going to be on... So when it blows up like that, and it consumes the oxygen, your word earlier, consumes all the oxygen in conversation and school and at the bus stop. This is what everybody's talking about for a couple of days. What can a parent do to triage that?
Remember this word, curious. Huge word for parenting, curious. Go over to your child and say, hey, Debbie, hey, Tom, what did you think about what you just saw? What did you think about that? What's coming up for you? Curious. Don't lead into what you want them to do what you want them to say and feel. Be curious. Talk to them. Hey, what'd you think about what you just saw on TV? It scares me. I hear you. I hear that. I understand why it would scare you. It makes me sad. I hear that. I understand why it would make you sad. It makes me angry. I hear that. It makes me angry too. So first I'm being curious. I'm letting them know that they're important to me because I'm walking over to them and I'm saying, hey, what's going on?
Right.
You know, as parents, let's all shut the computer and text off for a half hour a night and talk to our kids. What a brilliant idea. Isn't that brilliant, Ed? You know, how many people don't do that? Be curious with your children.
You know.
Know what sites they're on, who their friends are, who their friends' parents are. Get a little curious.
If
you feel guilty, don't.
I agree with you.
Don't go buying them video games. Or you can just buy them a bottle of scotch if you want. It's the same thing. Don't go buying them video games.
Right.
Spend time with them. Talk to them, not at them.
I mean, you know what? I love this, but hasn't the train left the station on all of this? The parents love to throw tablets and phones at them, just like they did 20 years ago. Here's a VHS for you and your sister. You know, just get them. I wish we were into parenting, but there is so no place for it in the American lifestyle. I don't know, when would it happen? At 4 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep? Give me, in your opinion, a couple of things that would really change the societal view. What is the society not getting? You know, it's interesting to go case by case in households, but it does bother a lot of us, certainly at my age. Now, you said you and I are close. It's killing me that the current in this ocean of society is dragging. They don't have any more autonomy. They can't paddle again. They could say they are to make themselves feel better, but they're kidding themselves. The wave is so big. If you want to offset that, A, can it be done? B, what is society not saying? What is the larger group not realizing?
You know, Ed, they need to build awareness. You know, without awareness, I don't know what actions to take. And without consistently maintaining actions, I'm toast. So they got to build enough awareness to know that, listen, if you're working your rear-end off and you're doing all of this stuff to build a better college for your children, a better home, a better apartment, you better take a peek and know that your kids are not seeing it like this. They're not wearing those lenses. Their kids have no maturity. They have none of this stuff. You better understand that when you're doing all this stuff, a good message your kid is saying is, you know what? They don't care enough about me. If they did, they wouldn't be busy with all of this stuff that they're doing. They'd pay more attention to me. Kids are egocentric, Ed. That's what they are.
Yeah.
The world revolves around them at an early age. And when parents don't spend time with their children, a child does not have the ability to say, oh, mom and dad are saving for college or a better home. Children say, what's the matter with me? Something must be wrong with me, or mom and dad would be spending time with me. We need to wrap our head around that first. Because if we don't, actions are never going to happen. Nobody's going to be doing any of these actions, really healthy actions, unless they grab that awareness piece first.
Are you optimistic?
No. No, I got to tell you.
Thank you for your candor. I appreciate your candor. Believe me, I think I'm with you.
I think that we're getting more and more addicted to screens, computers, pornography's out of this world. We got kids looking at porn at 11 years old.
Right.
By the time they're in high school, they're addicted to porn. I talk about this all the time on radios, that intimacy is becoming a delusional, controlled intimacy where you don't even need a person. I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff going on, Ed. I got to tell you, a lot of stuff going on that's real scary. And am I optimistic? I wouldn't say I'm pessimistic to the point I don't think it could change. I don't want to get that black about it. But the truth is that it is scary. And I want to say that to all your listeners. This is scary stuff out there.
Yeah, God bless you for saying it loud, letting people hear this. I think there is reason to be extremely concerned. You know, I'll ask for your comment on this. It was a big news story maybe 2 weeks ago. It was the young girl who had been arrested and then was in the courthouse and not only performed a sex act on the bailiff, but videoed it and put it on Facebook. What's happening there? What should that tell a parent? That kid's got a parent. And I believe the girl was maybe 15 or 16 years old. What would you say?
It's mom and dad. Why don't you love me? Why don't you pay attention to me? Why do I got to go do this in order to feel like people see who I am, like people understand how I feel?
Right.
Why do I got to do this, Mom? Where are you, Mom and Dad? Why don't you pay attention to me? Why don't you love me? Why don't you make me feel like I matter, like I'm important? That's the words that she's not saying.
Tom, it is great to visit with you all the time, but especially on a Friday when there's at least a hope of a lot of listeners that they're going to spend some time with these kids. Thank you for the insights, and congratulations on the success of the book. Don't put your crap in your kid's diaper. The cleanup cost can last a lifetime. Tom Gagliano, we look forward to having you back on the show. Great job today, man.
Thanks, Ed. Looking forward to it. Take
you
care,
got it.
Buddy.
Have a nice
Thank
weekend. You got it. Tom Gagliano. The website is thomasgagliano.com. Thomas, GAGLIANO.com. And the book, available on Amazon, Don't Put Your Crap in Your Kid's Diaper. Exactly. He's got enough in there already.